Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of 2 Samuel out of the Old Testament, and then out of the book of Revelation from the New Testament. First, out of the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. And David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. He heard my voice and my cry for help. He rescued me because he delighted in me. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness." And then, out of the book of Revelation, written by John, exiled to the island of Patmos. Chapter 21, beginning at verse 1, he writes this, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and they will be his people, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" I remember the news report today very vividly. One evening, a young mother took her infant in the car with her to go to the grocery store for some baby formula. In another part of town, a man got into his car and headed across town in a hurry, speeding. They met at an intersection as he ran a red light and crashed into the young mother's car, killing her and her baby. Bad things happen to good people. They happen because God gave us free will, the right to choose to do this or to do that, to do good things or to do bad things, the choice to accept him or reject him, to love him and follow him or not. He gave Adam and Eve the right to choose in the very beginning, and they chose to disobey God. And evil occurred, and it occurs today because people choose evil over good. They choose evil over God. In the midst of whatever is occurring around us, violence, injustice, disappointments, tragedies, losses, God remains supreme. And he wept with the family of that young mother and her baby. And he weeps with those who weep. He holds the hurting in his hands. And at the end of it all, as John reminds us, he will wipe away all the tears. He will overcome the world, bring everything to justice, and draw his children, you and me, to him forever, making all things new. A while ago, Linda and I had the chance to hear a group called Veritas in concert. These are the words of one of their songs that they sung that night. "Close the windows, angry storm tonight. A heart that's breaking, a faith that's shaken, a hope that's headed for the door. Here comes the rain. But don't forget the promise that he made. The arms that raise the heavens will lift you when you fall. The voice that shakes the mountains will answer when you call. And the skies above may open, but grace will cover you. And the hand that holds the storm will lead you through." Now, of course, David didn't hear that song, but it's the message and the truth that he remembered. David is looking back on a life full of highs and lows. He just ended another war with the Philistines. His life had been filled with things like being a shepherd as a young boy, and then king of Israel, suffering over the early death of a beloved son, Absalom, famine in Israel, mistakes, ongoing wars, and too many storms because of his own sins and his own separation from God. He was, at times, tired and overcome with doubt rather than feeling faith and hope. He at times felt abandoned, uncertain as to what was next and whether he could handle any more of whatever was coming around the bend. And then David remembers that through it all, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, my stronghold and refuge. From his temple, David says, he heard my voice and my cry came to his ears. In the midst of it all, David remembers that when times were tough, God was still there and remained his trusted and best source of security. David has lost a son, was losing a nation as it failed to follow God, and has an army in disarray and at war. He is weary and despairing, and then he remembers, in the midst of it all, God is his rock, his shield and stronghold, his place of refuge, and he always has been and always will be. In the midst of whatever, God remained in the center of David's heart. Notice David's use of certain words and phrases depicting God in some of the verses, like, he, God, heard my voice and cried for help. He bowed. He rode. The Lord thundered. He sent out arrows. He took me. He rescued me. He, God, lightens my darkness. There's no doubt that evil is active in this world, my friends. But David knows and is reminding us that God is not just hanging out somewhere, watching and waiting while all that occurs, while the world spins out of control. But God is active and God is with us. He is actively at work in our lives for good. Looking back upon his life, David could trace the hand of God moving in his life all the time. David was a man who had tasted everything. There was nothing in the world that David had not experienced. Yet, just like his son Solomon, as he came to the end of his life, David concluded at the end of his life, looking back at everything he had been through, that the most wonderful thing of all was his relationship with God, and that God was always there. The Lord is my shepherd, he wrote to start out the 23rd Psalm. The single most important thing for David was that in the midst of the good and evil, the mountaintops and valleys, the sunshine and storms of his life, as you look back on his life, he knew he was always able to claim that the Lord was his shepherd. God was always there, his hand lifting, guiding, holding him, and leading him through whatever he faced. One last thing that we read in verse 29 that David leaves us with when he says, you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. David makes clear in that verse that in our lives, darkness will come, and in many forms, that in addition to horrendous evil that will descend upon us and our world at times, our lives personally will also be touched by periods of doubt, of guilt and despair, disappointment, defeat, sin, separation and heartache, appearing in many different faces and many different forms on our doorsteps. But through all of that, David reminds us that God is always there. Or as David says it to us, in the darkness, the Lord remains the one true light. A number of years ago, when our elder granddaughter Hannah was a tiny 5-year-old, a hurricane blew through Florida. We were all downstairs in the house except Hannah, who had just gone upstairs for a minute to the playroom. All of a sudden, the lights went out everywhere. In the house, the neighborhood, it was pitch dark as far as you tried to see. And we heard Hannah begin to cry from upstairs, and I grabbed the flashlight, and I shined it up toward her on the walkway above the family room and kept it in front of her as she made her way down the stairs to us. And Hannah found her way back to us, to her place of safety and security, by following that single beam of light. That's what David is saying it was like for his life, and is for ours. It's what Hannah believed in that moment. The same thing David was reminding us of. You are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. And it's also ours to follow that light. The headlines and television news reports are hard to listen to at times. The heartaches and tragedies, well, they move us to tears at times. The extent and overwhelming reach of all that goes on around us, of evil, of bad, is hard to wrap our brains around. But in the midst of it all, God is still there with us, active in our lives, calling us to a better place, and to become all he created us to be, shepherding us, reaching down and lifting us up, and leading us through whatever storms we face today, tomorrow, and all the way into eternity. Listen again to the words of that song. The arms that raise the heavens will lift you when you fall. The voice that shakes the mountains will answer when you call, and the skies above may open, but grace will cover you, and the hand that holds the storm will lead you through. And it will. And it will. Believe it, my friends, today and every day for the rest of your life. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the simple reminder that in the midst of whatever we go through, David knew and David writes in that song that we read, and David tells us, as the Lord tells us every day, that God's got us, that we are held in his hands in whatever storm we face, that he is with us on the mountaintops and as we go through the valleys, and always will be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that peace and assurance. It reminds us through those words, as David started the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. He always is, always will be. Thank you, Lord, for actively being at work in our lives and in this world. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.